Right now, here's one of America's favorite broadcasters, Gordon Keith.
Thank you so much, Craig. Well, we have somebody filling in for Sean Bass today. And did you see who it was?
Yes.
We were all excited to find out that we were going to have Sam Madison filling in for Sean. Sam, welcome.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Now, Sam Madison is... Well, what happened there? You were involved in a controversy here on The Ticket. As a matter of fact, a couple controversies. One of them is the Should You Know Old Cowboys, and we're going to get into this in just a moment. But first, for the people who aren't familiar with you, which I can't imagine that there's some people in the world still not familiar with you.
In the world?
Yes. But let's get into your bio for just a moment. Would you describe yourself as an alpha male or a beta male?
I don't know. Does it sound bad if I say beta?
Sam Madison.
Yeah, all right, Sam. Yeah, I would say beta. I mean,
you would.
Yeah, I would say that you're beta. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. The world needs all types, right?
Yeah. What's wrong with beta?
Nothing. And he's a master at being a beta male, I think. Sam, you're a big guy, though, right? 6'2"?
Yeah, 250.
How big are you? Seriously, how tall are you?
I don't know, like 5'8 in shoes.
Sam Madison.
Well, you got a sounder now.
Yeah, anyway. How much do you weigh, Sam?
Like 135.
Sam Madison.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so you're not very big.
He'd play corner.
Not in a classical sense,
team.
No.
But you don't wear like little NPR-looking eyeglasses or anything like that, right?
No, of course not.
Do you?
Yeah.
Sam Madison.
They're rimless.
I got to say, when I hear your name, I think of the former Louisville Miami Dolphins corner.
Yeah.
Sam Madison.
Yeah, that's why it's so easy to get a job, because nobody can look me up on the internet without finding that. And they can't look into my nefarious internet activities on whatever social media or whatever.
How old are you, Sam?
I'm 22.
And where did you go to college?
UNT.
UNT. All right. Are you married?
No.
I got married at a young age. What's wrong with that?
I guess it's just not that common these days.
Sam's down. He's down on marriage at a young age.
Are you dating?
No.
Hmm. When was the last time you had a long-term relationship?
Last year.
Way to go, Gordon.
Way to go.
Bring it up. Why don't you?
He's still stinging.
And what happened there?
We parted ways.
Hmm. Who broke up with whom?
I mean, she moved to Washington, D.C.
Sam Madison.
So it was more of a mutual, like, this probably won't work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you still keeping contact with her?
No.
Oh.
Sam Madison.
Okay, but you guys went out for how long? You didn't go out for that long, so it's understandable you wouldn't keep in touch.
About a year.
Okay.
That's a pretty long time.
Yeah. It's not bad. Do you know if she's moved on?
Yeah, I think she has.
Okay. Sure. All right. Well,
Sam Madison.
All right, Sam. So what is your ultimate goal in sports radio?
Just produce a show.
No.
Oh, Sam.
Same high. I mean, let's say to be the number one talk show host in the whole nation.
I'm a little insulted by that.
Why? It's my goal.
That's an admirable goal.
Yeah. Yes, that's a worthy goal.
Thanks a lot, guys.
We do appreciate it.
But here you are. You're on the air at age 22 in a top five market. You could be Bob Costas one day.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Sam, you got to have a little more confidence.
Hey, I remind you, I started here at The Ticket when I was 22, so you could grow up to be a Gordon Keith.
Maybe.
Doesn't that sound exciting?
He just showed up off the street. We didn't even hire him. He was just here.
I just showed up. I'm still here. Are you very impressed with any of our careers, Sam? Are you going to
have more kick-ass? Yeah, I am. You guys are part of the reason I got into this this industry. That's why I went to UNT. That's why I worked at KNTU.
Is that right?
See there?
Of course. Sam. That's good to hear.
All right, now then, the big controversy. Craig has a pretty big issue with you.
I know.
And, you know, I remember when Jake was a young guy. Jake's like middle age now. But when he was young, he had this very famous space is super gay opinion that we all jumped on and laughed at and made fun of. and Jake has the odd stance that he really hasn't fully backed off on. Now, you had the take that, well, it's no big deal that you don't know who Bob Lilly is because...
Did I?
Yeah. I think your take was pretty much like it wasn't that crazy. Did you feel extremely bad?
I tried to own it. I tried to make it right. So I think I took it somewhat seriously,
at least. So you've already shown more growth than Jake has. So you do feel like you should know famous athletes that came before you, particularly ones that are very important to that particular town that you broadcast.
Yeah, it's probably something I should know.
Okay.
Yeah, like I've never said all of us need to know every athlete that's come through this town, but there are 10 uberly famous athletes that have played here, and you need to know Nolan Ryan and Pudge Rodriguez and Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, Roger Staubach, and Mr. Cowboy Bob Lilly,
mm-hmm.
and Mike Modano.
For the record, Sam knew who he was, right? You just didn't have a...
Yeah.
He said he played quarterback
I didn't know. Oh, yeah. I mean, I had heard his...
That's right. I forgot the quarterback.
Heard his name before, but I never really delved into... I mean, I told this to Bad Radio. I never really delved into the 70s, the 60s Cowboys, just because... growing up, I never thought that was...
How long is this story?
I'm sorry.
He's explaining himself.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
No, go ahead.
No. I just
never thought it was a part of the puzzle that I needed to watch the Jerry Jones Cowboys. That's all.
Right. Okay.
So that's my story.
All right. So, you know, my idea for Sam was to, and I've offered to help you with this, I think it would be great if Sam did an interview with Bob Lilly and just say, and start by saying... Sam,
I have no idea who you are.
I had no idea who you were, and just see where it goes from there. And I think we could actually set that up.
Yeah. I'd like to do it. I was actually planning on asking you after the show today.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Okay, we're going to set this up, but you have to open with the line of, I barely know who you are. I just consider you some old F.
Okay. No. Okay. I'm down for that.
We'll do that to Bob
Lilly. And we'll capture his reaction to that.
And Bob Lilly is like the nicest human being ever, and he'll be great.
He's a gentle giant.
Yeah, even if you said, hi, Bob, my name is Sam, I thought you were a Cowboys quarterback, he'd probably laugh, and it'd be great from there.
Yeah.
Right. Now, you hate Sam Hale?
I don't like him.
So you guys are at war.
Things are eating up
Sam.
In Ticket Town.
Sam.
I mean, we're not at war. I don't know if it's professional to say that on air. I just, you know, we work together and it's fine. Why would I like somebody that did something like that to me?
Yeah, he did. It was underhanded what he did.
You guys, there is no peace between you.
No, there's peace. Of course there is.
But you haven't buried the hatchet necessarily.
Yeah, we have.
Squarely in his back.
No, I mean, we're fine. It's just that's just kind of how it is.
So you don't have a very high opinion of him.
I think that he is, you know.
Boy, listen to that tap dancing.
I don't know what you want me to say without getting, you know, in trouble here. But, yeah, I mean, I don't like
it. If you told us the truth about how you feel about Sam Hale, you fear that it would get you in trouble with your...
Absolutely. It's probably bad that I've already said that I don't like him.
We can promise you this is a safe
zone.
This is,
you're in a safe space here.
Yeah.
It's a safe space. So go ahead and tell us.
No, it's not.
Come on.
My feelings are known.
Come on. You can tell us. Like, whoa. If you were boss, would you allow him to still work here after what
he did? That's not a question that I can even
answer. Sam Madison.
Well, we welcome you, and we like that you're here, and you're always a good sport, even though this is the first time I've ever talked to you.
We're in the hallway like 5 seconds ago.
Sport. Hey, by the way, he's right. 5 minutes ago, I passed him in the hallway. I said hi. He walked straight by me without even saying anything.
He
barely acknowledged me.
Well, it was like this weird situation where you were 15 feet away from me, and we made eye contact, but neither of us said anything, and we continued to approach each other. At the last second, you said, hey, and then I was like, it was too late.
I waited till we were right next to each other, and I said hello.
No, you screwed me over, because by the time I was past you, by the time I was past you, you had already said hey, so I was like, and then I had to hit you with like a soft hey.
Yeah.
And then I seemed like
a soft hey.
Yeah, then I seemed like a jackass for not saying anything to you in the hallway.
I noticed this, and this is my paranoia up in the hallway. I say hi to like a lot of people that walk through the hallway and they ignore me, and I don't know whether it's just that people just don't really say hey anymore and it's too socially awkward, so that's why they're ignoring me, or whether I'm just so hated up here.
I have noticed that lately.
I
that
feel
people,
like...
Did anybody
not
else
just
get
here,
this?
But yeah, a lot of people just don't say hey back.
I think they do. I just think here we work in an environment where we don't know a lot of the people here. Like, I don't know anybody here, really, outside of the station.
But
it's, so, and where I'm
but
always walking
past. You
can
say hi to people.
Yeah, I'm just always walking past people that I don't really
Maybe
know.
Maybe you should introduce yourself. Say, hi, I'm Sam.
Yeah, hey, I'm Sam Madison. Not to be confused with that Sam. Sorry SOB Sam Hale.
And people up here ignore Gordo at their own peril because he has it in his contract that others have to say hi to him.
This is so false. Yeah.
And,
that is not
but don't
true.
Look him in the
Pay
eye.
Pay homage to him.
That is not true. I have been paranoid that, is there some story about me that's out here that everyone is just ignoring me on? I don't, because I'm trying to be nice to all these people and they just constantly do not acknowledge me.
Yeah. They're afraid that if they engage that you're going to tear them up or something.
That's not true. I really think that a lot of people up here that work at these other stations think that I'm some sort of homeless guy.
That could be also,
that just hasn't been kicked out yet. All right. Thank you, Sam
Way
Madison.
To go, Sam.
There it is.
Short-haired
Get to know
Sam.
Sam Madison.
Yeah.